Welcome to Radio Naturopath, the talk show about health and natural medicine. This show will be first broadcast on Wednesday, August 21st, 2024, on 91.7 FM WHUS Stores. I am Fran Storch, ND, naturopathic physician, with my co-host Ron Meniza. Yep. We're coming to you live from beautiful rainy Mansfield Hollow, Connecticut. Comment below to let us know you're here and ask questions. You can also email me at radionaturopath@gmail.com. If you'd like to listen to the show at another time, you can check out our podcast at whus.org, iTunes, Spotify, Patreon, and Buzzsprouts. You may also watch the recorded Facebook Live and Instagram Live episode at Fran Storch ND. The views expressed on this program do not reflect the views of the staff, management, or licensee of this station. The information presented on the show should not be construed as medical advice or direction. If you're having a medical condition, please consult with your physician. All right, so how are you feeling?
How am I feeling?
Yeah.
Weak. Very, very, very weak.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I'm on a major rebuild of my muscles, and because I lost a lot.
Yeah.
From the medication. It mm-hmm. just really kind of paralyzed me. I feel weak.
You were very, very active this week, though.
I was very active this week, and I felt like I ran a marathon by the time I was
done. Well, you taught a lot of classes, and you marked the roads for the steeplechase.
I did.
And then you did the announcing for the steeplechase, and you probably didn't get enough sleep until maybe last night. Well, Saturday night.
Yeah, Saturday night I finally got, a solid 8 hours of sleep.
And then you probably got good sleep last night as well.
Last night I did pretty good.
Yeah. And this week is the shutdown at the community center for cleaning.
Right.
So did you know that the Mansfield Community Center, they shut down once a year to deep clean everything?
Yeah,
like they often
do.
Drain the pool and clean it out, and they just deep clean the whole place, and it takes a week to do. And what's nice about that is that Ron gets a week off. So
yeah,
he gets to
which
sleep
is,
in.
Which is very nice because...
I mean, you don't get a week off from the from Super Future Fitness, but you get a week off.
Nor from the Farm to Families program.
Right, but at least you don't have to get up so early.
That's correct.
Because Future Fitness, your earliest class is what, 9, 9:30?
It's 9:30.
Yeah, right. So that's great.
Yeah,
I mean, you're
it's
up,
fun.
You're up that time anyway.
Right.
But you really worked your muscles a lot this week.
A lot.
And then you were very sore.
Very, very sore.
Yeah.
And sore, and I was having some additional cramping problems. And, that just doesn't seem to... That comes and goes. I can't seem to get a handle on that. And I'm taking my magnesium every day. And it's just some days I wake up and my hands are cramped.
I think you still don't have the muscle mass. I think that's what's going on.
Right.
You have nerve endings that are reaching, you're telling your nerves to reach for musculoskeletal tissue that's just not there.
Right.
And so you're having to rebuild that muscle tissue. You're still in a process of rebuilding the muscle. I'm just astounded that it's taken this long. But it also has taken this long because you have not sat still. I mean, if you got more rest, it would probably take less time. But
I can't. Why sit still when you don't?
You don't sit still. Sitting still is not a thing you do. You're a New Englander. You're a farm boy.
Well, there's things to do.
There's always things to do because why are there things to do? To quote, years and years of wisdom, and also Game of Thrones. Winter is coming.
Winter is coming. Absolutely.
Winter is always coming. You're always preparing for winter.
I know, but winter is coming. It's a New England thing.
It's a New England thing. Winter is coming.
We deal with winter, and you have to prepare for it. And pretty soon, the leaves are going to fall off the trees, and then we're going to have to rake the leaves up and get them out of the way. I mean, some people leave the leaves down all winter long and let it mulch out the lawn.
Should
and
we do that?
Not really.
Okay.
No. Right. It attracts the slugs and the moles and it turns into
an ecosystem.
And it's great if that's what you want your lawn to be,
ecosystem.
Is an ecosystem.
We have moles anyway. We have moles and grubs and stuff.
Right.
We have places in
moles
the lawn
and grubs,
where
right. grubs was what
where
was
you
part.
Step on the lawn and your foot sinks a foot.
Right. But we have that anyway. And that's fine. I don't want a chem lawn.
We don't want a chem lawn.
I don't care what my neighbors think of my lawn.
I don't think your neighbors care.
I don't understand that whole concept.
Like our lawn being a meadow.
And our lawn
flowers.
Is a meadow. And then this year we captured the black-eyed Susie.
Yes.
And we
Very exciting.
We in you know, we put a fence around them, and now they multiplied, and we got this huge crop
of brown-eyed flowers. It's wonderful.
And it's really beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. They're really gorgeous. So that's what's going on with you. With me, I'm a little up and down. I had a generally pretty good week in terms of health. I mean, I still struggle with getting very tired by the end of the day of a work day and needing to recover from that. But I am recovering better. Like right now, I feel pretty good. Today is Monday. I haven't seen patients since Friday. I had a very short work day on Friday because Saturday was the steeplechase. And this year, I was able to ride the steeplechase. I rode the 35-mile route with a bunch of friends, and that was really exciting. So I'm very happy that I was able to ride it. If you're on Facebook Live and Instagram Live, you can see my cool lilac-colored steeplechase shirt. So the steeplechase bike tour was mostly a success. Attendance was down, unfortunately, but there were still lots of people there. And, you know, the people who came appreciated it and enjoyed it. And I saw lots of people I knew, lots of friends. And I rode with a great group of like 9 people. And we didn't go very fast because it was really hilly. And we didn't care. And it was really enjoyable. We went to our 2 rest stops. So we did a stores loop. Ron took us through a bunch of things going through stores. You know, a usual stores loop where I'm used to. We left the community center and took the rail trail and then picked up, we were in Columbia then, and we picked up the Flanders and then climbed up Flanders River up to Coventry. There's a short bit in Coventry, 31, and then you pick up there and then you go up Stone Mill and then you cross into stores and then you do North Eagleville, and then he brought us all the way north and to Discovery Drive. We came down that way. We did this Discovery Drive bit and then came back in and picked up North Eagleville and then went to, we stopped at St. Mark's on campus. And they were very happy to see us. They're very nice. Big shout out to Terry and big shout out to the guy who was wearing the cool shirt and it had tablets on it and it said, Moses was the first person to download data from the cloud. Use a tablet to download data from the cloud. And he had a picture of the tablets on it. Yeah. So he got a photo. We posted his photo. That was very funny. And then we did some more riding through stores. Ron's favorite roads. You go back by way of Horse Barton Hill and Gurleyville, and then you pick up Bundy, which goes into Hanks Hill, and then Busa. And then somehow you wind up, without even touching 195, you wind up in Chaffeyville.
Yeah.
We're in Chaffeyville for a minute.
Yeah, it's the back way down. It stays to the west of the Fenton River.
Right.
And then you drop down. When you get on Chaffeyville Road, you're on the Fenton River.
Yes.
And then you kind
of
cross
Mulberry.
Cross that, take Mulberry all the way over, and you're on Route 89.
We took Mulberry, now we're in 89, and then we had to climb. We had to go in Brookside and climb.
You've always
got
to climb. When you ride around here, you always have to climb.
But once you get to Elizabeth, once you get through Elizabeth, that part of Atwoodville's not too bad, and then you're almost home. Then you go screaming down the other part of Atwoodville, and you turn right, and then it's a road that I'm very, very used to. It's South Bedlam. It's very close to my house. Mm. And then you do that, and then you wind up at the Holy Cow Family Shelter, which was lots of fun, as usual.
Which is always a hoot. Big shout-out to the Holy Cow.
Big shout-out to Dave and Sandy at the Holy Cow Family Shelter. So they had, they have all their Grateful Dead decorations. They had a fire, but they did not have s'mores. Brought them some grain-free cookies. I brought them Mexican wedding cookies and Mexican shortbread cookies. And so the wedding cookies have confectioner sugar and the shortbread cookies have cinnamon. They're lovely. They're both lovely. And I brought them a box of gluten-free graham crackers, thinking they might have s'mores, but they didn't have s'mores.
I had to remind them of the s'mores because people really look forward to the s'mores.
Okay.
They like that.
Yeah.
We'll
tell them that. And Sandy did an awesome job of cutting up fruit, and they had a great big jug of pickle juice, and they had Gatorade and water. And Sandy, the hospitality was great, and they had a porta potty, and that was great. And then, the rest of the ride is sort of getting back to going through Willimantic and getting back to the start.
You got to get back.
But it's 8 miles. So we did that and that was fine. And, just old familiar roads and that's it. And that was the ride. And so big shout out to all my friends I rode with, Two Tall Billy and Don Baxter and Mary and Deb and Eddie Villanueva and all kinds of people that I rode with. It was just a lovely day. Got to see Amy and Dave who were riding their own, they rode 44 miles total. They just cut some miles off the metric. So it was really great to see everybody. So nice job, everybody. So I was very happy to be able to ride it and get through the ride. Now, at the end of the day, I felt kind of tired and a normal amount of, you always feel inflamed after you put out a really hard effort. And coming out of that, I felt a little bit off by the end of the day, but I just made sure to rest and drink water. And I did yin yoga. And then yesterday I felt pretty good. You know, we
relaxed. You seem pretty good.
I'm pretty good. Today I'm also pretty good at the moment.
I haven't seen any episodes.
No episodes, really, no shaking, really no nothing. And I rode my bike 3 days in a row. Of course, yesterday I rode half an hour easy spin on the trainer and that's it. And today, I rode an hour on the trainer. I did a half-hour workout and a half-hour spin out, an easy spin. So, and that's it because it's raining today. It's raining.
Yeah.
So we had a rainy spell yesterday and today. That's why I got on the trainer both days. So then we're going to have some nice weather for a little while. Anyway, so that's what happened there. So I had talked to Mariah. And I have an appointment at Tau Vitality, but it's not until October. But Mariah Hinchy, who is my friend and colleague, said to me, now, you should not be stopping lime herbs for a year.
Wow.
A year, and you want to be 2 months symptom-free. So what I'm going to have to find out is, okay, so every time I get symptoms, is that a reset? That means a year from then? In the meantime...
It's a big ask.
It is a big ask, I know. But you know what? I can do it. If I have to do it, I'll do it. I had to cut back on the amount of herbs I was taking and the number of herbs and the amount of each herb that I was taking. I'm a little concerned about Chinese skullcap because I have very mildly elevated liver enzyme, and I know that Chinese skullcap can raise your liver enzyme. Mm. And there's Chinese skullcap in the collagen that I take. So I don't want to stop taking that collagen because I think that collagen's doing good things for me. And then I'm not taking ashwagandha, which she had recommended, because ashwagandha, anything that increases GABA, gamma aminobutyric acid, which is an inhibitory neurotransmitter. So all of your calming herbs, your nervine herbs, your chamomile and your skullcap and your passion flower and lemon balm, they all increase GABA activity. L-theanine, which is that lovely extract that comes from green black tea. They all increase GABA activity. If I increase my GABA, you know how I'm crashing at night?
Yeah.
That may be because I'm increasing GABA activity. So the amino acid taurine, glycine does that. And I've been taking 1 milligram, just 1 milligram of lithium orotate to help keep my nervous system calm. That may be why I'm crashing out like that. So I'm going to try it.
Or you're just tired.
And it could be that, because I pushed myself this weekend. I absolutely did.
Right, you did a lot.
And, you know, today, I did my ride today, and I'm going to go to the chiropractor later, which is great. And usually after the chiropractor, he doesn't like the idea of me doing a regular yoga class. So I usually do relaxing yoga, like yin yoga, which is what I'll probably do. I took Zoom yoga yesterday, and it was the first time I took a class with Gajinder, which was great. So Gajinder teaches Kundalini yoga over at Yono, so that was nice. So we're on the upswing, knock on wood. And I told my friends, who after I was sitting with the people, I was so grateful to have ridden the steeplechase this year, because last year I wasn't able to ride because I was so symptomatic. Mm. I was in pain. I had a lot of back and nerve pain in my leg, and I had knee pain, and I was very symptomatic with headaches and shaking and all kinds of, you know, tick-borne illness symptoms. And this year I'm in, my body's a lot calmer, and I was able to get through the whole ride and I enjoyed it. And I told my friends we were sitting around the table after the ride, how grateful I was to be able to do the ride and enjoy it. And the main thing that I enjoyed was being with all of them. And I pointed to Billy, whose thing is, if you're not having fun, you're doing it wrong. Which is a great motto.
Billy has
for
a
life.
Lot of those.
Yes. So it was very pleasant, very, very lovely to have my ear talked off by Billy. And he told me lots of stories, which is absolutely wonderful. And he was telling lots of stories to lots of people on the ride, which is really great.
That's so, why he's fun to ride.
So I really appreciated the ride. Nobody cared about how fast we were going. And we just did the ride and enjoyed ourselves and had fun at the rest stops. And it was great. So that was a good thing. It would appear that I am on the mend, hopefully, and knock on wood. So, some very sad news. A beloved friend of ours passed. She struggled with cancer she had a very minor bout of this cancer a couple of years ago and was in remission. And then 2 years ago, it returned. And then gradually, it took over. She did some immunotherapy. She did some treatments. And ultimately, it was not successful. And then she decided she was not going to do treatment anymore. She went into hospice. And then the day of the steeplechase, which was August 17th, in Hebrew, it was the 13th of Av, 5784, she passed. And our community is just bereft. We love her so much, Beth Hankins. You will be missed and loved forever and ever. And I'm just so heartbroken and I'm so sad. And I will look for ways to honor your memory in any way that I can. So very, very sad about that. Lots of love goes out to Beth's husband, John Hankins, and to her family, her daughters, Anna and Nellie, and to her grandchildren and everyone who loved her. We're all feeling it. So I reach out to all of you and, we're all here for each other. And whatever you're feeling, if you knew Beth Hudson Hankins, you loved her too. Whatever you're feeling, my heart goes out to you and I feel solidarity with you. So that was very sad. So let's get on to some stuff that we wanted to talk about. Let's talk about teeth.
Please.
I'm sorry. Ron is having trouble with teeth. Mm-hmm. I'm having some trouble with teeth, but what I wanted to do was talk about the difference between using fluoride versus hydroxyapatite for your teeth. So depending on what your belief system is, there are some that say hydroxyapatite can be considered better than fluoride in toothpaste because it's equal efficacy in remineralizing teeth, and it also produces a reduced risk of adverse effect. So fluoride's been the gold standard for tooth care for many years because it can help to prevent you. Now, you have to admit, fluoride has been studied over and over to prevent tooth decay. But there are concerns about its health risks. It definitely can prevent tooth decay, but it can cause dental fluorosis and toxicity with excessive intake. So people consider fluoride to be an ingredient to be. A lot of people don't want to use fluoride at all. And the truth is, if you don't use something and you're not eating a paleo diet, you're not eating a very low sugar and carb diet, you're probably going to get some tooth decay. If you're eating any modern foods at all, including grains, it's definitely sugar. If you're drinking juice or eating fruit or, eating things with acids in them or drinking coffee or tea, you're going to wear your enamel. And I just have a suspicion that when we brush our teeth, we wear our enamel down. And yet you have to brush your teeth because that's how you get the plaque off. But then you have to remineralize it. So hydroxyapatite is a naturally occurring mineral. It makes up the majority of tooth enamel. So it's bioidentical. Your teeth aren't made of fluoride. They don't have fluoride in them. Maybe they have trace amounts of fluoride, but they don't have, it's not part of the tooth structure. Hydroxyapatite toothpaste works by remineralizing enamel and restoring its strength and integrity, and it's biocompatible and safe with much fewer side effects than the fluoride. It's not approved by the American Dental Association. So they're both effective in promoting oral health, hydroxyapatite and fluoride. People prefer hydroxyapatite because for those who are looking for a fluoride-free toothpaste or an alternative. And it's shown promising results for remineralization of enamel and preventing tooth decay. So it's a viable alternative to fluoride. Hydroxyapatite is a type of toothpaste that contains hydroxyapatite as its active ingredient. It's a naturally occurring mineral that's the primary component of tooth enamel, also your bones, by the way, the hard outer layer of the teeth. In toothpaste, the hydroxyapatite serves to remineralize the enamel, strengthens the teeth, and prevents against decay. Toothpaste that has hydroxyapatite in it, which includes nanohydroxyapatite, which is tiny, tiny little particles of it, works by depositing hydroxyapatite particles on the tooth surface, and then they can integrate into the enamel structure and help restore the lost minerals. By replenishing calcium and phosphate ions, the hydroxyapatite toothpaste promotes repair of microscopic enamel imperfections and increases enamel resistance to acid erosion. So the acid erosion, as I said, comes from coffee, tea, fruit juice, cola, soda, a lot of things that you eat day to day. So it can also help support remineralization, soothe hypersensitivity, and it's preferred by individuals who want a fluoride-free toothpaste. It closely mimics the mineral composition of teeth and is well tolerated by most people. It's also used for various other medical and dental capacities. It stimulates remineralization, restores strength, and deposits calcium and phosphate ions. When enamel is exposed to acids produced by the bacteria that naturally live in our mouths or dietary acids and sugars, it can become demineralized. This leads to weakened enamel, tooth sensitivity, and tooth decay. If you leave it untreated, that tooth decay can progress into full-blown dental caries, or that's another word for cavities. Hydroxyapatite is a biomimetic compound, which means it is hydroxyapatite that's in your toothpaste or in your supplements is similar to something that's in your body. It's part of the natural composition of our teeth. It's easily able to remineralize enamel and protect from dental issues. It can also help to prevent plaque buildup, which can otherwise lead to tartar development in cavities. So plaque is biofilm. What it is you have, say, for example, Streptococcus mutans, which is the primary harmful bacteria that grows in your mouth and causes dental caries. Strep mutans can make a biofilm. Biofilm is a protein coating that the bacteria build around it to help to protect it from your immune system. So that plaque, that sticky stuff that builds up on your teeth, that is biofilm that's covering up bacteria. So hydroxyapatite can help to prevent that plaque buildup. Tartar is when that plaque becomes calcified, and now you have a hard plaque, bacteria, calcium deposit on your tooth, and that's when your hygienist has to scale off your teeth. More research suggests that hydroxyapatite can whiten teeth, when it remineralizes, it may remove surface stains.
Hmm.
You're getting interested.
Hmm. Yeah, it doesn't matter. My teeth are like.
But if you want to preserve the rest of your teeth, I'll make sure you have hydroxyapatite toothpaste.
Mm.
So hydroxyapatite aids in the remineralization process, restoring lost minerals to tooth enamel and strengthening it against acid erosion and decay, replenishing calcium and phosphate ions. It supports the repair of microscopic enamel imperfections, which promotes healthier teeth. It strengthens enamel. It's a naturally occurring mineral that's in your teeth and in your bones. And it's great for fortifying enamel. By integrating it into the tooth structure and increasing the mineral density of the teeth, hydroxyapatite reinforces enamel strength and resilience, and it reduces the risk of damage and decay. It also helps to prevent tooth decay because it makes a protective layer on the tooth surface, and it covers demineralized enamel and shields it from acid attacks and bacterial growth. The barrier helps prevent demineralization, reduces the formation of plaque and tartar, which lowers the likelihood of developing tooth decay and other dental issues. It also can brighten your teeth because it helps to polish your tooth surface, removing stains caused by food, beverages, and tobacco. And its primary function is not based on whitening. It can whiten the teeth because it restores the enamel health. It also can fight hypersensitivity because it's covering, it helps to reduce the dentin hyperactivity because it covers the dentinal tubules, these little tubules that have channels into your teeth and into the pulp where your nerves are. So it can block sensations from reaching the tooth nerve. So it provides this protective barrier, and it can alleviate discomfort associated with hot, cold, or sweet stimuli. So you have more oral comfort. So it's a holistic approach to helping you with your teeth. It's generally considered safe, well tolerated. The concerns about fluoride, people are concerned with fluoride. If you ingest a lot of fluoride, you can get fluorosis, especially when your teeth are developing. So kids who have fluoride treatments or take fluoride pills, they'll wind up getting fluorosis in their teeth, and their teeth will be dark colored. And so hydroxyapatite won't do that. But Research does state that there's no literature reporting any systemic or adverse effects of hydroxyapatite. Thus far in the literature, there's been no reports of adverse dental or systemic effects of hydroxyapatite containing toothpaste because it has excellent biocompatibility.
So where would you find a toothpaste like this? Where would this
be? Your friendly local naturopath can get
I'm
it
sure
for you.
I'm sure you have it, yeah.
But you can also get it online. There are lots of hydroxyapatite toothpastes online, and you can go to your friendly local drugstore. They have it in the drugstore now, so it's available. You just have to find... I'm not going to tell you brands because I'm doing community radio.
Right.
But...
We know the rules.
Right. So I can't tell you, but I am going to demonstrate how to apply hydroxyapatite toothpaste to your teeth to leave on. But I'll do that in a minute. Fluoride toothpaste is a type of toothpaste that contains fluoride as its active ingredient. It is a naturally occurring mineral found in soil, water, and certain foods. And in oral care products, it's added in the term of sodium fluoride, sodium monofluorophosphate, or stannous fluoride. Stannous fluoride is... Stannous is... I guess a Greek word for tin. So on the periodic table of elements, the symbol for tin is Sn. Did you know that?
I did not.
Okay, yeah. So stannous fluoride is what they've used for decades. Fluoride toothpaste works by incorporating fluoride into your enamel, making it stronger and more resistant to acid attacks. So it also works. This process, known as remineralization, strengthens the enamel and reduces the risk of decay. And my dentist keeps offering me prescription-strength fluoride toothpaste. And I'm like, I'm afraid of it.
I've been down that route. Yeah.
Yeah. And it helped you, right?
No.
Right.
No. Nothing has helped me. I have a genetic problem.
Yeah. So I'm afraid of using that high percentage of fluoride toothpaste. If you are not... Please use it. I mean, it's been studied to help. The thing with fluoride, I don't want to denigrate fluoride. Fluoride does protect you from cavities. So what it does, it inhibits the growth of bacteria in your mouth and reduces the production of acids that erode tooth enamel, further contributing to cavity prevention. And when you regularly use remineralizing toothpaste with fluoride or nanohydroxyapatite, alongside floss, tongue scraping, and using alkaline mouthwash can help support overall oral health and reduce your risk of developing decay. It has been regarded as the gold standard in toothpaste due to its proven ability to prevent cavities and promote oral health. It was initially discovered for its cavity-preventing properties. It was widely adopted in oral care products and public health initiatives, including water fluoridation programs. The implementation of fluoride in water supplies significantly reduced cavity rates and improved dental health outcomes across populations. So you really can't argue with fluoride. Fluoride does help to prevent cavities. Advancements in technology and scientific understanding have led to the development of alternatives like nanohydroxyapatite, which offer comparable remineralization potential without some of the side effects associated with fluoride. While fluoride remains effective in strengthening enamel and inhibiting bacterial growth, concerns about skeletal fluorosis and cognitive impacts in children are a concern. So as the research continues to evolve, there's growing recognition of the need to explore alternative approaches to dental care. I have parents come in who are like, I don't want to use fluoride in my kids' teeth. So I encourage them to use, I explain to them that fluoride does work, that they can if they want to, but they don't have to, and that's up to them. Because they're not going to, no matter what I say, they're not going to use fluoride toothpaste. So I tell them about hydroxyapatite and encourage them to get some. So fluoride toothpaste work by remineralizing and strengthening tooth enamel that protects the outer layer of your teeth. When you brush with fluoride toothpaste, fluoride ions can be absorbed into the enamel, forming a compound known as fluoroapatite. The compound is more resistant to acid attacks from bacteria. So instead of hydroxyapatite, it's fluoroapatite. So hydroxyapatite, apatite has calcium in it. So fluoroapatite is fluoride in apatite, and hydroxy has a hydroxyl ion in it. They both have calcium in it. But when you introduce calcium into your mouth, you produce fluoroapatite. And the fluoroapatite also covers up those eroded mineral spots and covers up the tubules and does all the things that the hydroxyapatite does as well. So fluoroapatite is more resistant to acid attacks from bacteria and plaque and reduces your chances of enamel demineralization and developing tooth decay. Fluoride can repair early stages of tooth decay and control dental caries by promoting remineralization. So minerals are deposited back into weak areas of the teeth. It can also inhibit the growth of bacteria that cause dental plaque and reduce ability to produce acids that erode tooth enamel. By disrupting the bacteria's metabolic processes, fluoride supports a balanced oral environment and reduces your risk of developing cavities. So once you have a cavity, you cannot remineralize it. But if you have a little demineralization, that you can do. So you can strengthen your enamel. So fluoride strengthens enamel, promotes remineralization, inhibits bacterial growth, and reduces acid production in your mouth. So fluoride's benefit strengthens enamel. When you brush your teeth, the amine fluoride ions in the toothpaste are absorbed into the enamel, forming a compound known as fluoroapatite. And fluoride toothpaste repair early stages of tooth decay and inhibit the growth of bad bacteria that create dental plaque. So nanohydroxyapatite toothpaste are equally as effective as fluoride toothpaste at remineralizing and strengthening teeth without the side effects. So dental fluorosis is a condition that affects the appearance of tooth enamel that typically occurs in the early stages of development in childhood. It manifests as white streaks or spots, brown discoloration, or pitting on the tooth surface. Dental fluorosis occurs when children ingest too much fluoride during tooth formation, often from swallowing fluoride toothpaste or consuming fluoridated water in excess. While mild forms of dental fluorosis may be barely noticeable, severe cases can lead to significant aesthetic concerns and may require cosmetic dental treatment. So skeletal fluorosis is a bone disorder caused by long-term exposures to high levels of fluoride, typically from drinking water with naturally occurring fluoride concentrations above recommended levels. In skeletal fluorosis, fluoride accumulates in bones, leading to changes in bone density and structure. You can have joint pain, stiffness, and skeletal deformities. While skeletal fluorosis is rare with controlled fluoride levels, it remains a concern in regions where natural fluoride levels are higher in populations with excessive fluoride exposure. Fluoride toxicity can occur when individuals ingest large amounts of fluoride, either accidentally or intentionally. This can happen through the ingestion of fluoride-containing products such as toothpaste or mouthwash, especially by young children who may swallow these products instead of spitting them out. Symptoms of fluoride toxicity may include nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, diarrhea, and severe cases, seizures, and cardiac arrhythmias.
Oh boy, what fun.
I know. While acute fluoride toxicity is rare, it can occur in cases of accidental ingestion of concentrated fluoride products or intentional misuse of fluoride supplements. So it might be advisable in children who don't understand that they're not supposed to swallow toothpaste. Because children's toothpaste often don't have fluoride in them because children typically don't understand that they can't swallow it, and children's mouthwash may not have fluoride in it either. It's safer for them to be using hydroxyapatite, because if they swallow the hydroxyapatite, it's harmless. And hydroxyapatite and fluoride both fight tooth decay, help to remineralize initial carie lesions, prevent dental caries, and soothe hypersensitivity. They work somewhat differently and have different implications for your holistic health. So hydroxyapatite is a naturally occurring mineral that makes up the majority of your tooth enamel and bone tissues. In oral care products, it's used for its ability to remineralize enamel and promote dental health. Whereas fluoride is a synthetic mineral. I mean, it's not technically synthetic. It is found naturally in the earth. But it's not part of your teeth the way that hydroxyapatite normally is. And so the fluoride that you use, however, sodium monofluorophosphate or sodium fluoride or stannous fluoride, are chemicals. They're not naturally found. They're synthesized chemicals. It's those chemicals are synthesized for their widely recognized cavity preventing properties, working by strengthening enamel and inhibiting the growth of bacteria in your mouth. They take different approaches when it comes to protecting your teeth. Hydroxyapatite works by forming a new layer of hydroxyapatite on the surface of the tooth, which integrates into the natural tooth structure, strengthening and remineralizing it. Fluoride toothpaste works by being absorbed into the enamel during brushing and creating fluoroapatite, a substance that helps prevent tooth decay by promoting remineralization of tooth enamel. When discussing the efficacy of hydroxyapatite and fluoride toothpaste, there is a distinction. Numerous studies suggest that fluoride has long been effective in reducing cavities due to its capabilities of integrating into the tooth enamel and fighting off harmful bacteria. However, there is a recent study that shows that hydroxyapatite is equally, if not more, effective in remineralizing initial caries lesions and reducing formation of plaque. Furthermore, there is a meta-analysis, which means they looked at a bunch of studies and synthesized the data, that concluded biomimetic hydroxyapatite-containing fluoride-free oral care products and are effective in reducing dental decay, especially in children. Finally, there was another study using the International Caries Detection and Assessment System that they concluded at the end of a year-long trial that hydroxyapatite toothpaste was not inferior to a fluoride control toothpaste. While both fluoride and hydroxyapatite are generally safe for daily use, there are certain considerations. Overconsumption of fluoride, especially in young children, could lead to dental fluorosis, fluoride toxicity, and more. Whereas nanohydroxyapatite is biomimetic and safe, as it already a substance naturally present in teeth, which makes it less likely to cause harm when we use it. However, as with any oral care product, some individuals may experience rare allergic reactions or sensitivities to certain ingredients in hydroxyapatite toothpaste. They offer similar benefits for enamel remineralization, preventing demineralization, inhibiting bacteria, and preventing and reversing tooth decay. Both studies show that both nanohydroxyapatite and fluoride are equally effective in toothpaste. And one benefit hydroxyapatite-based toothpaste have over fluoride is that hydroxyapatite is known for its ability to whiten teeth, which fluoride doesn't do. So traditional whitening toothpaste can be too abrasive. Hydroxyapatite gently polishes the surface, removing stains caused by food, bacteria, and tobacco. So while both types of toothpaste are generally considered safe for regular use, excessive ingestion of fluoride can lead to fluorosis. So which one is actually better? Hydroxyapatite can be considered better than fluoride as it offers similar benefits without the associated toxicity. It provides the advantages of fluoride, such as tooth decay prevention, sensitivity reduction, and enamel remineralization, but without the potential harm linked to fluoride ingestion. Hydroxyapatite is non-toxic and safe enough to swallow, unlike fluoride, which can cause dental and skeletal fluorosis if overexposed. That's why choosing hydroxyapatite can be a safer and better alternative for oral care. However, it is always recommended to consult with a dental professional for personalized recommendations. Remember my disclaimer is that you should not follow my advice just by listening to it. You should always talk to a professional. And in this case, I'm talking to you about something to do with dentition. And so as a naturopath, your teeth are part of your body. So I'm going to talk to you about your teeth. But I am not the expert on teeth. The expert on teeth is your dentist. And anything you do, you should run by your dentist. You should listen to what I'm saying and then go run it by your dentist, see what your dentist thinks. So hydroxyapatite and fluoride are not the same. They're two distinct compounds with different chemical compositions and functions, although they both play important roles in maintaining oral health and have similar benefits. Hydroxyapatite is naturally occurring. It constitutes the primary inorganic component of human teeth and bones. It is composed of calcium, phosphate, and hydroxide ions, forming a crystalline structure that provides strength and hardness to tooth enamel and bone tissue. Fluoride, on the other hand, is a synthetic mineral compound that contains fluoride ions, which is widely recognized for its cavity-preventing properties and is commonly used in oral care products such as toothpaste, mouthwash, and professional dental treatments. They both work by strengthening enamel, inhibiting the growth of bad bacteria in your mouth, promoting remineralization, and fighting hypersensitivity. While both hydroxyapatite and fluoride contribute to maintaining optimal oral health, they have different mechanisms of action and are often used together or separately in oral care. So if you wanted to, you could brush your teeth with a fluoride-containing toothpaste and then use your hydroxyapatite as a leave-on. So while only fluoride is approved by the American Dental Association for preventing cavities, studies show that both hydroxyapatite and nanohydroxyapatite are equally as effective as fluoride. Hydroxyapatite has been shown to remineralize enamel, strengthen teeth, and inhibit the growth of bacteria in the mouth, making it a promising alternative to adjunct to fluoride-based oral care products. Some studies indicate that hydroxyapatite is as effective as fluoride toothpaste in reducing the formation of plaque and preventing tooth decay. Finally, another study using the International Caries Detection and Assessment System concluded at the end of a year-long trial that hydroxyapatite was not inferior to fluoride control toothpaste. Using hydroxyapatite-based toothpaste isn't the only way to remineralize teeth. Maintaining strong and healthy teeth requires a combination of good oral hygiene practices. So you want to brush your teeth. Use the nanohydroxyapatite toothpaste to brush your teeth, so that's going to help strengthen your enamel. Use expandable floss at least 3 times a week. 3 times a week? I thought you're supposed to floss every day. But this is suggesting at least three times a week. That's interesting. It's designed to expand and adapt to the contours of your teeth, providing thorough cleaning. We recommend flossing at least 3 times per week, although preferably daily, to prevent plaque buildup and reduce your risk of gum disease. Limit acidic foods in your diet, acidic foods and beverages, such as carbonated sodas, citrus fruit, and certain sauces. And they don't say coffee and tea. I will say to you, coffee and tea. When I say tea, I don't necessarily mean herbal tea. I mean tea made from Camellia sinensis. That is black, green, and white tea. They are acidic. They have tannic acids in them. So limit your consumption of those. If you consume acidic foods, what you should be doing is drinking this amazing substance along with it. So when you eat a piece of fruit, after you eat the fruit, drink water. And while you're sipping on coffee, it's really a good idea to have water on hand too, so that you can wash the coffee out of your mouth. If you take a sip of coffee, ideally, if you take a sip of coffee and then take a sip of water, that's ideal. Not everybody's going to do that, but what you can do is drink your coffee, and then after you drink your coffee, drink some water and do swish your mouth with the water. Use alcohol-free mouthwash. It can be a gentler choice for oral care. Alcohol-based mouthwashes can sometimes lead to dry mouth, which can increase the risk of dental issues. It can freshen your breath, reduce growth of harmful bacteria, and provide additional support for your oral hygiene. The mouthwash that I use has tea tree oil and a lot of herbs to strengthen teeth. It has neem, and it has horse chestnut in it, and it has xylitol in it, which xylitol is a sugar alcohol that breaks down plaque. And it also has coenzyme Q10 in it. And I think there's some salt in it too. And there might be a little bit of calcium in it as well. So my mouthwash has that. And then to that mouthwash, I add some remineralizing powder to it. And I swish it in my mouth for at least 2 minutes. So after I brush my teeth, my routine is probably excessive, but I brush my teeth and I use a xylitol-based toothpaste, and I might consider using a fluoride-based toothpaste, but I use a toothpaste with xylitol in it, and then I floss, and then so I do that once a day in the evening before bed. I brush my teeth, then I floss, then I use a dental pick to stimulate my gums, and then I use a water flosser, and I do the water floss. After I'm done with the water flosser, I blow my nose and I spray fulvic acid nasal spray into my nose, followed by xylitol and herbal nasal spray into my nose, one squirt of each. And after that, I do the mouthwash, the tea tree oil and other herbal mouthwash that has xylitol in it. And I put the tooth powder in it and I swish for 2 minutes. And then when I'm done with that, I do a leave-on, and either I do MI paste, which has it has casein in it, which has calcium in it, and some fluoride, or I do my nanohydroxyapatite toothpaste as a leave-on. So that's my routine, and that's my nighttime routine. My daytime routine, I like after breakfast, before I go out for the day, I brush, and then I just water floss. I don't do the regular floss or the picking. I do that just in the evening. So I brush, and then I water floss, and then do everything else as I just stated. The choice between hydroxyapatite or fluoride is up to you and your individual preferences or allergies. Of course, you can always choose to use hydroxyapatite and fluoride together in your oral repair. So which is better? Hydroxyapatite is considered better than fluoride, although they have similar efficacy in terms of preventing tooth decay and strengthening enamel. Hydroxyapatite, which is naturally occurring in your teeth and bones, closely mimics the composition of tooth enamel. Its biocompatibility and safety profile make it an excellent choice for dental application. Fluoride has been associated with some toxic effects. What do dentists think about hydroxyapatite? You know, I was at the dentist last week and I didn't ask her. I should do that. There are no known disadvantages of hydroxyapatite toothpaste and no concerns or side effects of nanohydroxyapatite in toothpaste. Research states that there's no literature reporting any systemic or adverse effects of hydroxyapatite. That's why many people are turning to it. So those are the disadvantages. I just read what the disadvantages were, not what the dentists say. Dentists view hydroxyapatite positively as an effective alternative to fluoride in oral care products. It has been found to effectively reduce dental decay, especially in children, and is considered safe and beneficial for remineralizing tooth enamel and preventing dental hypersensitivity. It's also seen as a bioactive and non-toxic ceramic, making it a favorable option in oral care products. Can hydroxyapatite reverse cavities? No, it cannot, but it can aid in remineralizing the initial stages of tooth decay. This process involves depositing minerals onto the tooth surface to strengthen and repair weakened enamel. However, once a cavity has progressed beyond the initial stages and has formed a hole in the tooth, it can't be reversed through remineralization alone. At this point, professional dental treatments such as fillings are necessary to restore the tooth structure and prevent further decay. It's important to address cavities early to prevent complications and maintain optimal health. Dentists do recommend hydroxyapatite as a safe and effective alternative to fluoride in oral care products because hydroxyapatite is a naturally occurring calcium and phosphate found in teeth and bones, making it non-toxic and biocompatible. To the point that you shouldn't worry about swallowing it, plus studies have shown that hydroxyapatite works by remineralizing and repairing damaged enamel, leading to benefits such as reduced tooth sensitivity, less risk of cavities, and remineralizing teeth. Does hydroxyapatite damage teeth? No. In fact, it's a naturally occurring mineral that makes up the majority of tooth enamel and bone. When used in dental products such as toothpaste, hydroxyapatite helps to strengthen enamel, promote remineralization, and protect against decay. Its biocompatibility and safety profile make it an excellent choice for dental care. So which is better? Generally, we think that hydroxyapatite just because of the toxicity. So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you hydroxyapatite toothpaste. I'm going to try not to show you the not going to show you the brand, but I'm going to show you the toothpaste. So this toothpaste that I'm holding, the ingredients are glycerin, water, hydrated silica, which is from sand, glass, hydroxyapatite, cocobetaine, which is that's an acid to help helps to acidify to get the ions into your teeth. Then there's some cellulose gum in it, that's to give it texture. Xylitol, which kills your biofilms. Xanthan gum, which gives the product texture. Ribautoside A, which is extract of stevia to make it taste a little sweet. Calcium glycerophosphate, another form of calcium. Mentha spicata, which is spearmint leaf oil to make it taste good. Menthol, which is, extract of mint. Quillaja saponaria extract, which is a plant that helps you with tooth and gum health. Sodium bicarbonate to balance the acidity. Maltodextrin, that's going to be in there, that's going to be there for sweetness. Ubiquinone, which is coenzyme Q10, that's to strengthen your gums. It has Lactobacillus paracasei, also known as dental lac, which is a specific probiotic to keep your oral health healthy and to fight against your strep mutans and your other bad bacteria. Vitis vinifera, grapeseed extract. So grapeseed extract is a wonderful antioxidant to help to strengthen the gums and the circulation, the blood supply in your teeth. Hydrolyzed gardenia florida extract. I am not sure why the gardenia is in there. And then there's Bixa or Orellana seed extract, which is GG Gold. GG Gold is that extract, that's something that helps to rebuild tissue. So GG Gold is, GG, which I forget what the GG stands for, but GG actually is something you can take as a supplement, and it helps to prevent sarcopenia. It helps to reduce the breakdown of muscle tissue as you age. And so it's going to help to break down it's going to help to rebuild your gum tissue. So that's why that's in there. And then there's purified silver in here. So silver is going to be a good antimicrobial. It's going to kill unfriendly bacteria. So there's a lot of good stuff in here. So I thought there was spirulina in here. I guess there's not spirulina in here. Yeah, I don't see. Maybe one. Oh, you know what? One of these plants that I read might be spirulina. And I can't remember what can you look up the Latin name of spirulina? And while he's doing that, what I'm going to do is I'm going to demonstrate how to apply. So what you do is you can brush your teeth with this stuff, and you also should leave it on. And you can do it as a leave-on throughout the day if you want, but you definitely want to do it as the last thing you ingest before you go to sleep, because then it can stay there overnight. It's not going to be disrupted by anything you eat. And hopefully you're going to drink water overnight, but wait half an hour before you have some water, but it'll do its job overnight. Okay, Arthrospira platensis. So let's see if that's in here. That's the Arthrospira platensis. That's the species name of spirulina. Mm-hmm. And I don't see that in here. So there isn't spirulina in here. It just looks a little green. It might be this color because of the some of the other herbs that are in it. Okay, so what you do is you take a little amount, you put it on your finger. If you're watching on Facebook Live or Instagram Live, I put a little dab on my finger, and I'm going to take it and I'm going to rub it on the sides of all my teeth, on the outside of all my teeth, so my where I tend to get decay on the tooth and gum surface. I'm just going to wipe it and leave it there. I'm going to rub it right there. I'm going to do it again on the other side, on top, on the sides of my teeth, and making sure I get it to the gum line. Do it on the bottom, same thing. Rub it there, and rub it there, and then so I'm leaving it there, and then I'm going to rub a little bit on the bottom of my my bottom teeth, and the top of my front teeth where I did have some decay. So that's what she repaired the last time I went. And then the last thing I'm going to do is I'm going to take a little dollop. I'm going to put it on my tongue, and I'm going to use my tongue to spread it on the insides of my teeth, and also on the outsides all around. And then the best thing to do is after you do that, don't ingest anything for half an hour. Even if you want a glass of water, wait half an hour before you do that. So, and you can do this during the day if you want to. You could keep some in your desk at work if you wanted to, which I do. And sometimes I put it on during the day. I have it in my desk also to demonstrate to my patients how to use it. So this is the second time I've used it today. And I'll use some again before I go to sleep. So because the hydroxyapatite toothpaste sometimes can be a little pricier than the regular toothpastes, what you can do is get yourself a fluoride toothpaste, or not, you know, just get yourself a natural toothpaste. You can get, really natural toothpaste that have only, you know, salt and mint and other ingredients like that. And you can... So you can get those toothpastes and use them as what you brush with, and then just use this as your leave-on, right? Because it's going to stay in your mouth, and it's going to help to keep your teeth. It's going to help to protect your teeth leaving on. And all of the hydroxyapatite toothpaste suggests that you don't rinse your mouth of the toothpaste, that you leave it in your mouth. And so what I do, instead of doing that, I brush my teeth, I rinse my toothpaste out, and then I do this leave-on bit. And you can do that with MI paste as well. And then you're going to get the fluoroapatite. And MI paste has calcium phosphate and fluoride, but it's going to do the fluoroapatite thing. So it might not be a bad idea if you don't mind doing it. If you mind using fluoride at all, then if you're a person who's like never fluoride, then it's probably a good idea to brush with hydroxyapatite and use it as a leave-in. Or you can just brush with not hydroxyapatite, and then definitely use the hydroxyapatite as a leave-on. And then if you don't mind using a little fluoride, you can brush with a fluoride toothpaste and then use the hydroxyapatite as your leave-on. Just because the fluoride toothpaste, your general fluoride toothpaste tend to be cheaper. So it's kind of up to you what you want to do. Because what we have discovered is that fluoride and hydroxyapatite are both efficacious. It's just that be aware that the American Dental Association has not approved calcium hydroxyapatite. It has approved fluoride. Fluoride's been the gold standard for years and years and years. And they both work. So if you're thinking fluoride doesn't really work to remineralize your teeth, well, yes, it does. Because it will block those tubules and it will create fluoroappetite and it will help to remineralize your teeth. It's not biomimetic the way that calcium hydroxyapatite is. So using both could be a strategy, especially if you have a lot of decay. So that's what you might want to do. And then the other thing that I had not thought about, I saw an ad. I was scrolling through and I saw an ad and somebody was advertising, was talking about how when you use toothbrushes are plastic. And you're brushing your teeth, and of course, tiny particles of plastic are going to eventually erode off the teeth as you're using the toothbrush. So you're getting microplastics in your mouth when you're brushing your teeth. And I never thought about this. My whole life, I'm 60 years old, I've been using plastic toothbrushes. That's awful. It never occurred to me that maybe there was an alternative. Well, guess what? There is. You can get toothbrushes that are made of bamboo. And the toothbrushes have bamboo bristles and they have bamboo handles and you use them until they're frayed and then you throw them in the compost. How cool is that?
That's cool.
And you can find them online. They're not too expensive. You can buy a pack of them. And it's not bad. I'm not going to say prices, but it's not bad. But that never occurred to me before. So I got myself some bamboo toothbrushes.
Mm.
And I might start, you know, the thing is, you're using the bamboo toothbrushes. You're using an electric toothbrush, which is a good thing to do. But you're still using
nylon
bristles.
Yep.
I wonder if we can get attachments for your toothbrush that are bamboo. That would be better. I mean, you're already, you know, 69 years old and having used plastic your whole life. It's unfortunate.
There's more than that I've used plastic in, yeah.
So thinking about that, So this has been all about, hydroxyapatite versus fluoride, what's better for you. And I'm going to say that they're both good, that fluoride does have some issues around toxicity that hydroxyapatite doesn't. But if you use fluoride properly, that is, if you brush your teeth and spit out the toothpaste and don't leave it in, you're going to be okay if you don't swallow it. And you can also use the leave-on, the MI paste that has some fluoride in it. That fluoride's not going to make you sick. But I think it's safer to do the leave-on with the hydroxyapatite because it's not going to bother you. So, all right. So that's what we talked about this week. You have been listening to Radio Naturopath, the talk show about health and natural medicine. I am Fran Storch, ND, naturopathic physician, with my co-host, Ron Meniza. You can email me with questions and comments at radionaturopath@gmail.com. If you'd like to listen to the show at another time, you can check out our podcast at whus.org, iTunes, Spotify, Patreon, and Buzzsprouts. You may also watch the recorded Facebook Live and Instagram Live episode at Fran Storch, ND. The views expressed on this program do not reflect the views of the staff, management, or licensee of the station. The information presented on the show should not be construed as medical advice or direction. If you're having a medical condition, please consult with your physician. Thank you for listening to Radio Naturopath, your show where you can learn about the best of science and nature. We'll be back with more Radio Naturopath next week at 91.7 FM, WHUS stores, and WHUS.org.